Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of Congo is quiet in the wake of election results, but the feeling is that it's a restive calm. There are growing questions about the integrity of the vote, especially because some of the areas had impossibly high results favoring the incumbent. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says it's unlikely to disrupt their evangelistic work.
The big thing for us, of course, is that the gospel will still go forward.
Pray. People feel hopelessness because their voices have been ignored. At the same time, GMI teams have seen thousands coming to Christ. Unrest would interrupt discipleship. Next, with only a 0.1% evangelical population, Niger is not exactly welcoming to Christians. But despite any hostility, believers in Niger think a project delivering Old Testament audio scriptures will go smoothly. In fact, Audio Scripture Ministry's Tom Dudenhofer says he thinks it'll be welcome since many know Old Testament stories. Audio makes it even more appealing.
The House of Bible has been printed and published since 1932. But according to those in the country, literacy rates are among the lowest in the world. Perhaps less than 15% of the people can really read and write in their own language.
Send digital audio players at our website. And Terry Ascott, founder and CEO of Sat7, is being lauded for gospel vision in the Middle East and North Africa. Belhaven University just awarded him an honorary doctorate of Christian ministries. He helped launch Sat7, the first Arabic Christian satellite television channel by and for the people of the Middle East. Today, the network reaches an estimated 17 million viewers with the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this new CD. What are you waiting for? Get your Matthew West Christmas CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.